This is Phil Pritchett. Welcome to the P2 Podcast.
There's never been a better time than right now to be a musician. Jenny hit Austin. My name's Phil, and I just want to play rock and roll, man.
Tougher than the rest.
Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It's your old friend Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast, coming to you from the cozy confines of Trinidad World Recording Studios here in Fort Worth, Texas. Beautiful Fort Worth. Oh, I love Fort Worth in the fall. The air, brisk, the full band, Stew and Blue growing in their beards, their fall winter growth of beard. Oh, it's just that time of the year. Everything changing, coming into bloom, so to speak. It's rock and roll weather. It's tough making rock and roll and recording when it's sunny outside, when it's hot, when you're in here in your shorts and your Tevas. Oh, my goodness. It's got to be cold. There's got to be coffee, that kind of stuff. That's when real records get made. You know, Dylan and Prince and the Jayhawks and Wilco, they're all from, like, Minnesota and Chicago and places that are freezing cold. That's where all the good stuff gets made. A topic for another time, perhaps. Well, of course, on our last podcast, we took a look at the tracks of the new Phil Pritchett and the Full Band album, Mark of the Human Hand. Certainly a reference to how this record gets made, how all of our albums get made, but this one even more so in the fact that we, just glued different songs together, homemade artwork. By myself, just wrote out all the song titles on the back of the CD there and all that. The CDs will be coming out here in a week or so, very soon, hitting iTunes and everything, probably in November. But of course we want you, the PhilPritchett.com fan and the RadioFreeTexas.org listener, to have all access to what we're doing immediately upon its release. So you can go to p2tunes.com. and download Mark of the Human Hand for just $4. Or you can buy the drop card for $20. I'll mail it to you. And you get everything I've ever recorded, including Mark of the Human Hand. I don't know, that's like 12 CDs or something like that. Tell another deserving soul. Well, last week we talked about the first 5 tracks, all different kinds of tracks. We had a Mona Lisa. We had Soups Up with the flangey piano on there. No One Loves You Like Your Mother Does, I Will Get to You, the great John West. Some country train beats in there, some flangey rock and roll, drum loops, all kinds of fun stuff. Then we get to track 6 here. Everybody's Trying. This song took a long time for me to write. I kind of had that guitar riff. I had that laying around for a while. A good little top of the signature lick. We let Blue open up the song with his little bass note there. It sounded like a little 60s, like all those Supremes and Temptations, stuff like that. It starts off with a little bass note sometimes. So had some fun with that. And we recorded this immediately after Mona Lisa. They are sonically very similar and related if you listen to the drums and the guitar tones on that and the bass. But thematically different. We've all experienced this recession or whatever you want to call it. Economically, I know I have this year. Crikey. My sympathies are with anybody out there. Everybody's felt it to some degree. Even if you're a rich guy, man, you've probably lost more money than anybody. And then if you're sort of a middle-class poor guy, you probably lost your job or something. So whatever that may be. So this is, obviously kind of a lyrical look at some of that stuff. I kind of had that chorus, for a while. Everybody's trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. Everybody's trying to get ahead. Everybody's trying to stay on their feet. Is that what it says? Everybody's trying. And that's really all we're doing, right? Jeez. I'm always astounded at just how hard it is, you know, to keep things going. I put up a good front. I don't know. I show up. I think I got a pretty good attitude. Maybe some of the band guys would not agree. But it is hard, man, to keep showing up at some of these shows and just and say, hey, man, I gotta be excited. I gotta go out there and play. Usually by the time I'm getting ready to go on, I'm thrilled to be there. I'm excited to see everybody and play the songs and have a good time. And it keeps me going. But so sometimes leaving the house, you know, to drive 6 hours somewhere. In a smelly van with a bunch of gear and that kind of stuff, it starts to wear on you a little bit. But that's kind of the song, man. You gotta try. You gotta keep going somehow. And, you know, the lyrics of the song kind of refer to that. The second verse talks about, someone maybe we all knew in high school, who had it easy in high school, you know, riding in the parade. Sailing along, life was just one big joke for the taking, you know. Man, I've got my high school reunion coming up here pretty soon. So I think I was thinking about that a lot as well. And you just, you know, you hear things about people and, you know, what happened to everybody's life. And it's sometimes exciting and sometimes sad, but always very interesting just to see, what everybody's, how everybody's turned out. So I'm looking forward to going to that next year and, seeing what everybody's up to, how I measure up, I guess. I don't know. I think I'll probably be the only musician in the bunch, a guy who's still cruising around doing the same thing he did in high school. So that's what I'm doing. Nothing's changed a whole lot. I kind of got on that path young somewhere. I don't know. It seemed like a curse maybe to some people, but at some point I just said, man, I'm just going to play music and do the best I can, and that was it. And I think it takes so much out of the equation when you can decide something like that, because you just never think, well, man, is it not doing well enough for me to keep going? Now, don't get me wrong, I've wanted to quit tons, many times, tried to quit many times, but just couldn't pull it off. Still wanted to go play, and when the phone rang to go play at some guy's graduation, play by his pool, and have him play Maria for him. You know, I said, "Yeah, I'll do it." I enjoyed doing it. I felt privileged to do that. Some people think you choose this life. I really feel like it chose me. I've tried to get away from it many, many times. I've always referred to it as a vocation in that sense. It's not something you do for the money or for the whatever, the recognition or anything. It's just something you do because you have to do it. That's not to say you don't want to do it, but, I've looked for opportunities elsewhere in all different fields. Hey, man, if somebody came in with some great idea for me to live a different, a more fulfilling, greater life or something, I'd be interested. But so far, the only thing I've been offered is music, and that has been fine by me. So that is what we're doing. Everybody's trying to do their best out there. That's this track, Everybody's Trying, from Mark of the Human Hand.
Up in the middle of the night, sleep talking, dreaming of daylight, with only a short dark hallway to wander. The shapes in the house lay still, flecks of light dusted the windowsill, joining me in my menacing thoughts to ponder. Now is there something I've missed? A stack of mail and a grocery list. Hanging on, hanging in, and doing all right. Down the street I see the same lights. There's a troubled light in every house tonight. It's sleep don't come easy. Everybody's trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. Everybody's trying to get ahead. Everybody's trying to stay on their feet. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying. Sweet Christina, the queen of the parade, she was something back in her heyday, waving from the back of a convertible of some kind. Things got bad and things got worse, but she reached down deep in her purse and found the key to keep it all fresh in her mind. She's played this scene before, the one that ends with a slamming door to the land of joy and plenty. No accounting gas tanks empty. She's left her own parking lots with the many and find the strength to go on. Everybody's trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. Everybody's trying to get ahead. Everybody's trying to stay on their feet. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. Everybody's trying to get ahead. Everybody's trying to stay on their feet. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. Everybody's trying to get ahead. Everybody's trying to stay on their feet. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. Everybody's trying to get ahead. Everybody's trying to stay on their feet. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. Everybody's trying to get ahead. Everybody's trying to stay on their feet. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying to make a living. Everybody's trying to make ends meet. Everybody's trying to get ahead. Everybody's trying to stay on their feet. Everybody's trying. Everybody's trying.
A long fade out. Fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It's your old friend, Phil Pritchard here. On the P2 podcast, download Mark of the Human Hand now at p2tunes.com for just $4. Oh, we're talking about the new record here. I'm alone in my studio here. I've always had a guest on the podcast, but today it's just me. I just wanted to sit here and sort of talk off the top of my head, stream of consciousness about the new record, what went into it. Of course, we'll be getting Kurt South in here later on, and Stu and Blue are going to join us, talk about the record, their contributions to it, and their thoughts on everything. We're kind of going track by track here, just playing through the record, talking about how it got made, what's maybe behind some of this stuff. Always difficult for me to explain any of this, so bear with me. I'm doing my best, but some of it's kind of, it's hard to explain yourself why you make certain sounds or write certain things, do certain things. I don't know. Well, that was Everybody's Trying. A song for the new recession there, folks. Well, that brings us to one of my favorites on the album. It's called Tell Me What I'm Doing Wrong. This was a demo. I wrote this at my piano at my house, my sort of tuned piano, in about 3 minutes, man. I had the whole thing. And I don't know where it came from. I was very, you know, kind of a cold, frustrating place, I think. I'm talking about everybody's trying, you know, to keep the lights on, pay the rent, keep gas in the car, keep tires. There's always a list on my desk. I don't know about you folks. There's just a list, a legal pad of an unpleasant subject, and then next to it an amount with a dollar sign that was due last week. And it just goes on and on and on. And I feel like in the grand scheme of things, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm one of the survivors, one of the guys lucky enough to keep it going. But man, what a beating. Wow, financially, and just, you know, keeping everything afloat. No matter how good you do, where you go, whatever. I think we all feel like that. No matter what your endeavor may be. So this song, Tell Me What I'm Doing Wrong, it comes from a lot of different places. Very hard for me to explain. It kind of goes from frustration to, I don't know, some kind of deep appreciation for, you know, appreciation of frustration, I guess. I tried to re-record this. You'll notice on the track, you can hear my guitar buzzing a little bit. It's kind of a bzzz, kind of, when it gets cold outside, there's kind of a buzz in my guitar. So that's in there a little bit. Hope it doesn't distract you. Probably shouldn't have said anything. Anyway, it's there a little bit. Kind of noticeable, but I think it's kind of funny. And also, man, I had a cold. I did edit out a loud cough that sort of distorted the mic. Faded it in there at the top of the song. And, I kind of had this, I don't know, I kept listening to the demo, and I tried to re-record it, but it was just, the re-recordings were just too clean, too premeditated. I even missed the melody, the notes here on this song a little bit, because I haven't played it. This is the first time I've ever played the song, really, and sang it. And I don't know, for me, I had a cold, and my voice just kind of has this texture to it that I thought was interesting, and just had sort of a weight to it that I couldn't get later on when I was just bouncing around here in the studio trying to sing a heavy song like that. But I've got a lot of good feedback on this one. A lot of people emailing in that this one really stood out. It's just me and guitar, coming from a deep place somewhere. Tell me what I'm doing wrong, right here for Mark of the Human Hand.
Smile is a gesture and complain. Repeat the same stories over and over again. I've been known to groan away an afternoon, to chirp and slurp a drink to an unknown tune. You say nothing worth happening never happens soon. I check the mailbox several times a day, rehearse speeches in the mirror night and day to some future class I know I'll have to teach. My calendar and my phone within my reach. But when the ground starts shaking, I think back to that night on the beach. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. And tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Times are tough, they say, so I guess it's so. Lots of reasons to stop trying to make things go. But you kept the records on all the things we did. Kept the camera pointed at the kid. Pulled the roof down over our porch. Blew out the match and lit a torch. I turned my head, but you made me look. You hated the movie, you said, but loved the book. I stayed with you, babe, no matter what it took. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Yeah, tell me what I'm doing wrong. Can you tell me what I'm doing wrong? Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Yeah, tell me what I'm doing wrong.
Tell Me What I'm Doing Wrong from Mark of the Human Hand. You can download that song and the whole album, all nine tracks, for just $4. P2Tunes.com. Oh, the album will be hitting some select record stores and the website and the shows and iTunes and all that in a few weeks. But you, the fan, you, the PhilPritchett.com enthusiast, God bless you all. You alone keep me going. Anyone who knows this outfit knows it's not run by a bunch of lawyers and managers and record labels. It's run by me. Me sitting in a room writing songs and talking on the phone. That's what this thing is. This is your business. So download it. Just $4. Or, of course, when you buy the drop card for $20, you download everything I've ever recorded, including Mark of the Human Hand, the new album from Phil Pritchett and the full band. Well, that brings us to Road Ahead, Miles Behind. On stage, I like to talk about my van a lot. I've had it since 1999, January 99. It is a 98 Ford Club Wagon. What a machine, man. Never given me a lick of trouble. It now has 378,000 miles on it. Original engine, original transmission. Very proud of that. I'm not a big car guy. I don't know how to fix them or buy them. I really have no interest. God, some guys just love cars. You know, they buy motorcycles and Corvettes and, you know, put like Dave number one on the license plate. That's not really my deal. Never been a big car guy. I always drive something old. There's some Fred Eaglesmith song that mentions something like, I probably said this before on the podcast because it's a favorite quote of mine. Like he'd rather have six $100 cars than one $600 car. And I know just what he means. It's better to have some backups. I'd rather have two or three cheap guitars or cheap amps than one that's nice. Because they all quit working at some point, and you'd rather have somewhere else to turn. So that works its way into my automobile life as well. But anyway, the van's been around a long time. And I was trying to write something about it without being cheesy, you know. I wrote about the Suburban alive on 35 when I was in college, but that was just being stupid. and having fun. And but this kind of turned into more, I thought it'd be more interesting if I tried to write something that was maybe about a car and my wife, you know, a woman. So that's kind of what it ended up as. I'd like it to be, it's kind of ambiguous. You've been on a journey with both your wife and this vehicle. It has been there in both about the same amount of time. And anyway, I kind of had fun with the lyric on this. Kind of ambiguous. I like the way we rocked it up there in the chorus section. I was thinking about her. This is the one we've been playing live a lot, and one of the earliest ones. And I was also cognizant to start the lyrics early. I feel like so many songs, mine included, you tend to just start the song strumming a chord for a long time. God, man, some of those old Beatles songs and stuff, it's just "Can't Buy Me Love." It just starts with the lyric, you know, the vocals just kick off the song, you know, and something struck me about that. I said, man, you know, this song we need to start, you know, just "Together We Move Fast." So, you know, broke out the Wurlitzer. I'm a big fan of the Wurlitzer. That's that growling keyboard thing in there. Love that. Acoustic guitar, etc. And we did it, man. Road ahead, miles behind. We've all been somewhere, but we all got other places to go, hopefully. And here it is from Mark of the Human Hand.
Together we move fast, trying to grow up slow. Our hopes were high, our overhead was low. They all told me you weren't the only one I'd ever find. We had road ahead, miles behind. Nothing's very easy when you're on the move. Little to depend on and a lot to prove. I almost lost you when I almost lost my mind. We had road ahead, miles behind. I was thinking about her. I was thinking about my home. Nothing I could get without her could ever be called my own. 'Cause you've got nothing when you're alone, yeah. Town steeple always ring on time, demanding the hours and minutes always stay in line. Visions of you rain through me when they start to chime. We've got road ahead, miles behind. I was thinking about her. I was thinking about my home. 'Cause nothing I could get without her could ever be called my own. 'Cause you've got nothing when you're alone. Trying to grow up slow. Our hopes were high, our overhead was low. And they all told me you weren't the only one I'd ever find. We had road ahead, miles behind. Road ahead and miles behind.
Hey fans, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. It's Phil Pritchett here on the P2 Podcast. That was Road Ahead, Miles Behind, a track off the new Phil Pritchett and the Full Band album, Mark of the Human Hand. Oh, the human hand is all over this album, if we've been talking about. From the homemade album artwork to the loose, fun nature of the songs. Yeah, man. That one about my wife, I think, and my van, I think. A little ambiguous, but fun with the lyric there. And had a lot of fun with that one. A lot of fun lyrically. I don't know. I'm still kind of in this image. I don't know. When I was young, every lyric I wrote, I wanted to just be so plain and to rhyme and to be so clear what I was talking about. I don't know. Starting with about High Tide in the Heartland, I some of those lyrics on that, you know, The Doorman or High Tide in the Heartland, the lyrics are a little more obscure, I guess. I don't know. I think it is more fun for the listener to just sort of, you know, let them come up with their own ideas of what it means to them, you know, if they want to, rather than, you know, country music songs are the worst as far as they're so literal. You know, just he went here, she went there, and I don't know, man, it kind of takes some of the art out of it, some of the subtlety out of it. Of course, that's country music's charm. I mean, the old Haggard and Johnny Cash songs, very plain-spoken lyrics. But, you know, I think a lot of Cash's later stuff is a little more bizarre and out there, Unchained and, you know, American Recordings and stuff like that. That's when I really got into him again. We had old Pete Coatney from Jack Ingram's band talked about that record, Johnny Cash's American Recordings album, where he was covering obscure songs and, you know, kind of letting some images just hang in the air as he sang them, maybe not being so plain-spoken and obvious all the time lyrically. So who knows, maybe I'll break out of this at some point, but for now I'm just kind of living in it. So, well, that brings us to the final song on the album, the last edition, latest to come aboard here on Mark of the Human Hand. It's called History Is Never Made in a Straight Line, a good long Pritchett title. Man, I take pride in my titles. I hope some of y'all have noticed. Long and open to interpretation. I can't tell you how many CDs I look at the back. Hey, man, here's my record. And song one is called, like, You and Me. Song two, Down the Road. Song three, Together Again. Song four, Joe's Bar. Song six, you know, I don't know. Just very obvious. I'm always intrigued by the White Stripes have a song called Girl, You've Got No Faith in Medicine. Now, that's something I'm going to listen to. I'm telling you right now. Seven Nation Army, or just something bold. The far extreme, of course, being Radiohead, who will just have like 2 + 4 + 6 equals your imagination. Parentheses, a man exits a scene while dancing. Like that's the name of a song. You know, yeah. Probably a little pretentious there. So I try to pull up short of just total pretension. But history is never made in a straight line. This is my attempt at sounding like Elliott Smith. If you never checked out Elliott Smith, you need to. Any of his albums are great. XO, Either Or, Figure Eight. He's just got great, and he always does that double vocal thing where he sings the same thing. The Beatles did that a lot, and that's where he got it from, I'm sure. Oh, what's a good example? Like, oh, man, I think like Hard Day's Night is probably a double vocal. You know, John Lennon would sing a track, he'd do another one, and they'd, you know, kind of pan him out a little bit, just give that vocal a big, thick sound. I don't know if I've ever done that on a song, but here we go for History's Never Made in a Straight Line. That's my new 12-string guitar. It's an Alvarez that was brought in here by our friends in Illinois, Bacon Fat, Mike and Richard. Alvarez 12-string acoustic. I played the song twice. So really you kind of got a 12-string and a vocal on one side, and you have a 12 string and a vocal on the other side, both doing the same thing. But it kind of gives this thick, phasey kind of thing to it, which I was going for. It's just kind of that upfront. You'll know just what I'm talking about. Listen to an Elliott Smith song, or those old Beatles songs or something like that. Jangly, two lead vocals, side by side. And, I had fun with the lyric on this. I don't know. These roads we all go down. We're all trying to get to somewhere, even though if we don't know where that is, I think it's important to remember that it's a battle, man. It's a winding road. I was telling Kurt the other day, I said, man, I'm just trying to get to here as soon as possible in the straightest line possible. And he made a reference to that. I said, man, it's a winding road, though. You know, you have to know that going in. It's not a straight shot like Columbus on the ocean. Or, they weave around. They get lost. They don't know where they are. But they end up somewhere, even if they don't know where that is. So I think that's the second verse is kind of referring to that. I actually wrote the final verse first. My early demos had, I saw a picture of you and me. That was the first verse of the song. But I thought it was strong. We took the straight road to glory. But it started to wind, kind of set the whole. I said, man, I think that'd be better as kind of the closing verse. So I think that's the strongest verse. I don't know. Maybe I should have kept it first. I don't know. But I kind of like it at the end. It kind of sums up the song, gives it a nice ribbon around the whole idea. Put a little percussion thing on there with a little shaker in the bells, a little jangle. It wasn't until I was mixing it that I realized I did it backwards at the end. I don't know if you noticed that. I did shake and hit. At the end, I go hit and shake. So it's kind of a mistake. And I thought about changing it, but then I thought it was kind of funny. So I was like, yeah, I think it's kind of cool. So I left it in there for you, the fan. Raw and real. Hey, it's Mark of the Human Hand, after all. So anyway, check out the new album, p2tunes.com. Just go grab it, $4, download it in a couple minutes, and you have it. Burn discs, email it to people, pass it on, let some other deserving soul know about it. Well, that's all the time we have for the P2 podcast this week. Thanks for listening to me. Thanks for letting me feel like I'm not in a room by myself, talking to myself. I do feel like I'm talking to all of you out there who are listening to the album and give me such great feedback. I hope you don't think, I feel don't want to hear from me. Shoot me an email saying, hey, man, love the great John West song. Or, man, that soup's up. It's kind of weird, dude. What are you doing? Give me some feedback. That helps us. It really does help us in making set lists and just moving forward. Any input is appreciated. And, you won't hurt my feelings too bad. So let it come. Well, thanks for listening. Buy the drop card for $20. It includes my entire catalog, including the new album. And I'll mail that off to you. We have got all kinds of fun stuff coming up. Tons of shows. Jeez. A lot of new places. Everywhere from Lufkin to San Antonio to, Chicago, Oklahoma City. Some places we haven't been in a long time. We'll be coming up there here at the end of the year, early next year. Call us. We will come play your private parties, your weddings, etc. As always, 817-733-5256. We are fun and very easy to work with. Just ask somebody that we've played for. We enjoy doing it. Well, for just me, myself, Phil Pritchett, I'm signing off here on the P2 podcast. Thanks for listening to the new record. Hope you enjoy it. We will make many, many more, God willing, with your support. And thanks so much, and we will see you at a show very soon. Take care.
In the beginning, we had the top down, wind in our hairpins. We buckled up and buckled down, head through the tailspins. With no security, just adventure, with the will to survive. Hugging the curves with the pedal down, stay alive, 'cause history is never made. History is never made. History is never made. History is never made in a straight line. Pages are written, stories often recited, of those who dared to go to sea with no land sighted. Ships on the ocean drift wearily at so many knots. It was a journey of destiny, but not a straight shot, 'cause history is never made. History is never made. History is never made. History is never made. History is never made in a straight line. Picture of you and me when we were younger. Still amazed how those days were numbered. Not making money, just history, one day at a time. We took the straight road to glory, but it started to wind, 'cause history is never made. 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 History is never made in a straight line. In a straight line.